My mother's love wasn't just unconditional. It was powerful, intentional, and strategic. It wasn't passive or sentimental. It was a force that moved mountains and shaped my entire outlook on life. She wasn't the type of woman to wait for opportunity. She created it. Her hustle wasn't on the block, chasing fast money through drugs or crime. Her game was different. It was the insurance hustle, and she mastered it like a chess player three moves ahead. From a young age, I watched her make bold, calculated moves that most wouldn't dare to imagine. She wasn't chasing a quick come-up, she was building wealth with precision. Her approach was subtle, staying under the radar, moving in silence. The companies she targeted? Multi-million and billion-dollar giants. Losing a few thousand to her was a blip on their radar, but to us it meant power, freedom, and survival. I still remember the image of her walking in the door with trash bags full of cash, dumping them on the kitchen table like groceries. Stacks of bills, legit in her own way, earned through hustle, strategy, and smarts. She'd look me in the eye and say, "You don't need to sell drugs to touch this kind of money. You don't have to destroy your own people." That message hit deep. It echoed every time I stood at a crossroad, tempted to follow the path so many others had taken. The hustler's code. What made my mother stand apart in the neighborhood wasn't just her grind, it was her mindset. She believed in making money without causing harm. She never stole from the poor. She played the system that was built to keep people like us at the bottom. The insurance companies were faceless corporations. To her, they were fair game. She raised me on that code. Hustle smart, hustle clean. Keep your name good and don't leave a trail of destruction behind. That's why, even when the streets called, and they did, I never got involved in the drug game. I couldn't betray the values she worked so hard to instill in me. I even tried the insurance game myself to see if I had her touch. And I made money, good money. But it wasn't my calling. Still, it opened my eyes to what was possible beyond the corner hustle. It proved that we didn't have to be confined to the streets to succeed. The shift in the streets. As I got older, I watched my neighborhood change. The Philly I knew as a kid, where families sat on stoops and kids rode bikes until the streetlights came on, slowly disappeared. Then came crack, and when it hit, it didn't just touch the streets, it tore through them like a storm. Blocks turned into war zones. Families shattered. People I once looked up to were reduced to shadows, lost in addiction. Fathers were locked away, leaving single mothers to carry the weight. Kids became providers before they were old enough to vote. Hope was fading fast. I saw kids barely 13 with a pistol and a pack, chasing money just to keep the lights on. They weren't criminals by nature, they were surviving. But that survival came at a steep cost. Lives lost, futures destroyed, families broken. It became a cycle passed down like a cursed inheritance. But I wasn't going to be a part of it. My mother made sure of that. The values that protected me. My mother wasn't just a hustler, she was a shield. She guarded our home from the chaos outside. No drugs. No drinking. No nonsense. That was her rule and I followed it. Not because I was scared, but because I respected her. She didn't preach about the streets. She lived above them. And she made sure I knew there was another way. From as early as 7 years old, I was hustling, but my hustle was clean. I bagged groceries at the local market, shoveled snow in the winter, ran errands for neighbors. I brought every dime home. I was proud to contribute. Whether it was quarters or dollars, it meant something. It meant I understood her message. Family came first, always. I gave because I saw how much she gave. I hustled because she showed me how. It wasn't about the money. It was about honoring the example she set.